Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Corey Dunnigan, the camera coach, and welcome to Full Frame.
I'm looking to talk about everything photography, camera gear, photo tips, techniques, editing, even the business side of things. Really, we're just wanting to talk and geek out a little bit about cameras and that sort of thing.
Hi, everybody. This is Corey with Camera Coach, and welcome to another episode of Full Frame with Corey. As I mentioned, my name is Corey, and I am a photographer and photography teacher in Central Texas, Waco to be specific. And so just a little bit more about the podcast and just kind of what this is, if this is your first time listening or watching. This is a podcast that covers some of everything related to photography, basically. So I try to pull from a lot of topics from my teaching experience because I have taught high school photography the last 5 years. And just some of the basic stuff, you know, so when people want to learn photography, they want to figure out their own camera or just basic stuff, composition, lighting, all those sort of things. I try to cover a lot of those topics. And then I throw in some dialogue. I like to meet other people that do photography and video work and bring them in and do some interviews and that sort of thing. So this podcast is a kind of a smorgasbord of all the things, just a mix. And a new episode drops every Tuesday. So if that is something that you want to keep up with, then just so you know, it's going to be every Tuesday. Audio drops on Tuesday. The videos normally drop on Friday, and there's a little bit of a lag on the videos. They're not even. So more about that on YouTube, or if you want to message, you can do that. Okay. Now a little bit more about my business. I mentioned I am a photographer. So my business name is Camera Coach, and it is named Camera Coach because I do photography services. So portraits and action shots and all those things there, but I also do some of the coaching and teaching side as well. So I do an after-school program with a group actually here in Waco, and I'm developing an online course, a few online courses actually, and so going to be working with actually in that field of education and the field of photography. So Camera Coach. There you go. All right. So that seems kind of long and drawn out. If you want more information, you can go to the website, photocameracoach.com. And before I move into the main topic for today, I do want to do a couple of shout outs. Number one, Rogue Media Network is always my first one here because I'm in the studio. And this is a great space for me because I have a family. I have three small kids at home. And no matter how I try to set up a room or anything like that, it's just not easy to have a space at home to record and have silence and that sort of thing. So big shout out to them. They also help with actually producing the audio and getting that stuff published and everything. So Mike and Allison, definitely appreciate you guys on that one. Other shout out is for my Patreon supporters. So if you're not familiar with Patreon, I'll mention it a little bit later on, but just want to go ahead and get my shout outs in right now. So Mandy, Dominique, Renee, Kenan, LaShonda, and Corey, I really appreciate you guys kind of supporting even in the before this even kicked off with the podcast, but helping to make this an actual thing. So, all right. So that is all the little, say, groundwork and everything I'm going to lay. And now we're going to jump into something really, really simple, but really, really important. So, and today's topic is about storage. Okay. And so by storage, I mean storage. The thing, how do you save your pictures? Well, you know, we're not in the film era really anymore, so we don't have film, but it doesn't mean that we don't have limitations. And so that's one of the things when you talk to people that have been in photography for a long time, that was a game changer really for them. It's like, oh, well, I can only get, you know, 16 pictures, 32 pictures, depending on the film, that's that kind of thing. And then I had to wait. Well, the waiting, definitely, we don't have that anymore. And yes, you can delete in camera, but still, you have certain limits, okay? And so that those limits are based on the memory card that you have in your camera. So very few cameras have built-in storage. So there's storage devices, called memory cards that you put in, and that's going to be your storage space. And so just a little bit about just kind of things to think about, if you will, right? And so if you are someone who's been in photography for a long time, like this is really something that will seem elementary to you, but it's so important in learning from at the beginning that I wish I had advice when I was, you know, shopping for cameras my first time and memory cards and all that kind of stuff. So this may be aimed more towards those who are still just learning and getting started with their camera. And hopefully there might be a nugget or two in here that can help you in making good choices that might save you a little money, or, you know, just help make sure that whatever you get is something that you'll really use. And so that's the key, right? So making sure that your purchases are valid purchases, they're good ones that you will use and get your money's worth out of. So I mentioned the memory card. So let's go ahead and talk a little bit about that, right? So on my table here, I have my Nikon Z50, and this one specifically will use an SD card, okay? So I'm gonna go ahead and pull that out here. So a little SD card, right? And it is going to obviously stay in the camera so I can store my photos. But when I'm done, unless I'm connecting wirelessly to my computer or my phone or something like that, I've got to take this guy out and then save it, right? So put it into the computer and then download the pictures to the hard drive, all that sort of stuff. And if I don't, then they just kind of stockpile and they stay there and they stay there and stay there. And eventually, no matter how big of a card you have, it'll eventually fill up, okay? And so some things to think about with your memory card are, number one, the speed, the read-write speed, and number two, the capacity. So I'm going to actually go opposite order there. I said one and two. So capacity first, right? So really for most people that just, I mean, everyday photography, you don't need the biggest memory cards out there. They're actually measured in gigabytes. And so we're not going to get into a whole bunch of, you know, like science and math and, you know, like what does giga mean? Ta-da, it means a million, blah, 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 you know, all that kind of stuff. So side note, I used to teach middle school math and science. So that's part of my background there. And so this card right here is a 16 gig memory card. Okay. And so that is sufficient for taking hundreds of pictures, actually, depending on how you set your camera. So the memory card's not just important just because of, you know, like the amount of storage it has. It's mostly kind of coupled with how you're taking pictures, what's your end game, right? And so if it's just around the house or at home taking pictures of the kids and that sort of thing, well, if you're not looking to print huge pictures I'd say even like make designs and have posters and all that sort of stuff, you don't need really large file sizes for these pictures that you're taking, okay? And so when you're in your camera, they're actually different settings. So there's like high quality, right? So large JPEGs, then there's kind of like the medium, then there's the small. So you can actually set it to adjust the quality and the size, the file sizes of the pictures. So that way you're utilizing your memory card to the best of your ability. Now, if you are getting into professional photography, so making money off of pictures, then you really want to try to make sure you stay on the higher end, the large side of that, so you have your options, right? And so you never really know, and so you have that flexibility, but depending on what you're using it for, that will affect how large of a memory card you have, and how many pictures you can take on those cards. Okay, so that 16 gig card is actually considered very small now, because the cards go up to 128 gigs or 256 gigs, so. It's a little outdated there, but I still haven't really moved beyond the 64 gig cards. Now, that is partially also because I don't do a ton of video, okay? And so video is a game changer when it comes into storage, okay? It is just, it makes a big difference. And so that's something to kind of keep in the back of your mind also. So end game, what are you doing with this stuff, right? So if you're just taking pictures and they're just kind of random and you don't really have an end game for them, then you can adjust and you can actually utilize the smaller cards and still get plenty of pictures. Once you get into video or you get into the professional side of photography, then you know, then you're going to be taking fewer pictures. You need larger file sizes and that sort of thing. Okay. The other side to the memory cards is the read write speed. And this is one that kind of caught me personally when I was just starting, because I just went and bought the cheapest memory cards I could get. Right. But when I'm starting to do sports photography and I need my camera to actually utilize the 6 frames a second or 8 or whatever it has, then the memory card's got to be able to keep up with that. And so if it has too small or too low of a writing speed, as in like write on paper and that sort of thing, then it won't be able to keep up with a very fast camera. So my mirrorless camera here, the Z50, is about 10 frames a second. Okay, but if I put a slow card in there, then it's going to lag. It's going to, it'll take pictures, and eventually, really quickly actually, it's going to hit a point where it's going to buffer, okay, and it's going to slow down because the card can't keep up with the camera. So the read-write speed is actually fairly important, depending on if you're trying to take kind of the sports photography or just even your dog, you know, running around or whatever, and you have it on like a drive mode or you have it on a continuous really quick, shutter, then that comes into play as well, okay? So a little bit about memory cards, right? And like I said, this is really a lot of base, you know, kind of basic things to know, learn, just so that way you make good choices in your purchases and while you're using them. So once you have a card, right, and it's you've taken pictures and or maybe it's full or whatever, then you've got to offload those pictures. And so we're going to move from the memory card side of things to the actual portable storage, okay? And so this is not going to be exhaustive. This is not meant to be that way. These are normally 15, 20-minute episodes. And so I just want to give a little information out there for you to think about, maybe ask some questions if you need to, and that sort of thing, okay? So we're moving from the memory card to storage devices. We've got a couple, right? They're all portable that I have here. So we have a flash drive, and then we have portable hard drives, okay? And so the thing about these, obviously, not obviously, but the flash drives are usually smaller, okay? And so they have typically smaller capacities. There are some flash drives now that will hold a terabyte, right? And that sort of thing. And that kind of, I don't know, I'm a little leery of something that small holding that much space, because the good thing about it is it's small, but the bad thing about it is it's small. And so it can be a blessing and a curse in the same sense, because if you have something that is super important on that flash drive and it's tiny and you misplace it, then, you know, it's just not a fun situation. Okay. And, so I normally don't back up to a flash drive. This is normally for me to transport something. So if I already have pictures on my computer and I'm going to take some pictures to my cousin's house or something like that, I can put them on here and just give them the flash drive. And I know I still have them on my computer at home. Okay. So that's not really meant to be just like a real backup of any sort. It's something just for transporting. Okay. And so moving into the portable hard drives, that might be a little bit different. Okay. This one right here specifically, you can see it's not that big. It's pretty small as well. Okay. And it's a SanDisk 500 gig. Okay. And so this one is the same storage space that I have on my laptop. So it is basically doubling. It can double what I have for my computer, or it can be my redundancy. It can be my backup of what's on the hard drive. So if there's something that happens, I know I have those photos in a safe place, okay? And that's actually what this is. This one is more so just as soon as I take photos, I finish up with a photo shoot, then they go on here, okay? And then they're on the computer as well. I'm starting to transition that into also using something online, using the cloud. So, you know, there is always, you know, caution with the cloud and that sort of thing, because you know, you need internet access for that. And it's proving to still be a good step for me. So I back up to the hard drive, I back up to my Google Drive, and then that way I know I have a backup of my backup. And so accidents happen, and you don't want to do a job and then, you know, something happening and you can't access those photos. It's a really, really bad feeling, even just thinking that you can't, that you can't get back to them, right? And so, you know, cards can mess up. and you can accidentally hit buttons, and kids can do things and all sorts of stuff. So just be safe, just to be safe. Right. So I would say really just a couple of things to consider when you're talking about the portable storage. Just have a workflow in mind, right? So, okay, if you're going to go and buy extra storage, then know what you're going to use that storage for. Is it going to be that backup of a backup? Is it going to be something that you will use to transport? Like, so I finished my editing, I exported to my hard drive, and that's what I use to help deliver my photos to my clients or whatever, right? So just what is it for? Okay, there's no need in buying something you don't know what you're going to use it for. That seems kind of like borderline insanity to me. But if you're looking for a way just to spend money, I mean, hey, I can help you with that. But anyways, moving on, I'd really say that, you know, it's just more of a system. You develop a system and figure out what you need to make sure that you have a backup, at least one backup of your pictures. Okay, if you have them on your computer, then one backup. I mean, that's good. Some people do the backup of the backup, right? And so that's just maybe, I don't know, it's being overly cautious, whatever. But it's just making sure you have your things kind of taken care of. All right. So as I mentioned, not exhaustive, right? There's a lot of other things. There are Wi-Fi enabled hard drives. There's just a lot of stuff, okay, when it comes to storage. But just to know kind of what you need, what your purpose is, right? And that sort of thing is going to help you to make sound choices, right? And not waste any money and just end up with stuff sitting on a shelf, okay? So bottom line, obviously storage is like a necessity, okay, for this, because without the right type of memory card and the right storage options, then you'll run into problems, okay? As far as running out of space, you definitely don't want to do that on a job, okay? Or at home, even, you know, you can't back your stuff up. You're like, you're just overloaded. You need something bigger, or like, that's, you know, just something that you can want to keep in mind. Okay. Always reach out, ask questions, right? So there's nothing wrong with that either. So if you know someone else that's a photographer, just, you know, even if they're in videography or graphic design or something else like that, just talk through options. You know, if they're figuring out how they're backing up their things, then, you know, give it a listen, see what works, and develop your own system from there. All right. So just make sure you know the basics and make sure you know what you need. Okay. That's what it all boils down to. I'm going to go ahead and close this one out here. So I think, I think we're just going to talk a little bit about how you can reach out and connect with Camera Coach, and ask any questions or just find some more content, okay? So first of all, if you have any questions, you can text these questions to the number 254-307-7469. Again, 254-307-7469. If you're not really having a question, you just kind of want to find more content or something like that, then here's some ways that you can find that stuff, right? So Facebook, you can find kind of updates and a little bit about some content that's being put out. And that's at Photo Camera Coach. Along with that, YouTube has the same kind of handle, so I'm going to mention that one as well. So Photo Camera Coach is the YouTube channel as well. And so on the YouTube channel, you'll find a few different series, and one dealing with editing. You've got one dealing with kind of critiquing and just breaking down of photos I've taken. And then you also have the live streams and some of the recordings of the podcast. So soon you're going to find some more about equipment. So tools of the trade and some reviews, that sort of thing, are coming soon. But that's YouTube, okay? So there's also Instagram, and that is camera.coach, along with TikTok. So both of those have the same, camera.coach. All right, and then live streams will be mostly on Twitch, okay? So I will live stream every now and then to Facebook and YouTube, but the majority of my live streaming will be through the Twitch platform currently. And so if that changes, then great, I'll let you guys know. But for right now, that's actually what I'm going to be doing. Okay. So you can follow, you can share any of those, you know, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Twitch, YouTube, that's all there. If you need links for those, obviously you can go to the website, which is photocameracoach.com. And the other thing I will mention, two things. You can also support the photo education side of things. So I mentioned I do photography, but I also do this. This side is not really as, I'll say, financially incentivized, right? So I do a lot of this without making money. And so I do have some supporters on Patreon, and that is patreon.com/cameracoach. So I'm looking for more supporters. I would definitely welcome anyone that would like to support and allow me to actually get more consistent and increase the quality and improve the quality of my live streams and the actual video content that I'm putting out right now. So that's what Patreon is for me to kind of build up that side so I can stabilize that a little bit more. And you can do something as small as $5 a month. And there are different levels to it. So you'll have access to the archives of different videos, series, and that sort of thing, along with merch and that sort of stuff. So give that a look. And then also you can learn with us. So the slogan for Camera Coach is capture, connect, and develop. So capturing pictures, that makes sense, right? Capture. We love to connect with other people, talk about photography, videography, anything related to imagery, just because it's what we do. It's what I do. It's fun to me. And so just, I love to connect with others. Then also develop. So I want to share what I've learned and help other people learn and grow and get better, whether they're just getting a camera and they're just kind of piddling around the house, or they're actually trying to get into making it a side gig or something like that, right? So it doesn't really matter, but I just really believe that part of my mission is not just to be a photographer, but also to help other people learn if they want to. And so that's the other side to it. So you can find more information about how to learn with us on social media. So workshops are coming during the summer. Summer camps for youth, that's also coming during the summer. And then there's going to be online courses as well. So a lot going on. So again, the website, photocameracoach.com. Check it out. Thank you guys for tagging along with me on this here, talking about storage. And I look forward to seeing you guys again. All right, have a good day. It's Corey signing off. You will be able to find me at photocameracoach.com or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also find me at roguemedianetwork.com.
This has been a Rogue Media podcast.